Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, hi there, hi there. This is Dr. Cupertino Marcia. Some call me Marcia. This is Marcia on the Hour of Power, the Hour of Power show. Hi. Listen, I know you've seen everything going on in the world that you live in. But we've got answers for everything. So hold on. We're going to bow our heads for a moment of prayer before we go into this session. You know the routine. We put him first so that he can put us first. And who wants to be second, third, fourth, or fifth? Now, there's nothing wrong with being in those numbers. But if you really want to get things done, you've got to get out there first on the front line. But let's honor the Creator God with a moment of prayer. Father God in heaven, you know all about it. The forces that be that you operate upon and within, they're showing us that we cannot live without you successfully. We've tried. We've done everything to hide and try. And we failed. Look at us. Just look at us. Embarrassing ourselves as human beings before your face. But we know who's behind all the chaos, and we're going to unmask him this morning. For those that know, knew, think they knew, know, we have some new news for you. But only because, God, you have given us this opportunity to call on your holy name. Here we sit, here we stand. We've done it all without you. Now here we are. Need you to undo it all so that we may walk upright and in holiness, worthy of our calling, and that is the human being. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yay. In Jesus' name. Yes. And you don't have any other name. I don't have any other name given under heaven by which men should be saved, so it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, friends. Satan 101. They really need to have something like that on the curriculum of these elementary, middle school, senior high school, college, community college, universities, just go on around. Just go on around the circle. Please add Satan 101. Because if the chancellors and deans and these principals, presidents, whatever they're calling themselves today, who knows, adds that topic to the roster, 90% of all problems can be dealt with just right on the battleground or where they need to be dealt with. But because we have mocked everything, including God, as a people, here we are, hungry, starving, half to death, millions on food stamp, suicide rates up, nothing that is of any notoriety to the human is down. I mean, oh my goodness. Satan 101. You know why? Because Satan is no joke. God's the true God of the universe adversary. That's what I'm talking about. The one John Boehner called Ted Cruz, Lucifer. That used to be a name that he went up. God of light. Lucifer. He has called men and women to his bedside who seek fame and power and riches because they do not want to wait on God. They don't want to wait on God. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want to talk about God. They don't want God in their lives. I know if my daddy and my mommy procreated me, I'd want to hear something from them. Might not be good, but I'd want to hear from my human father. Well, why this? Why that? How did this come about? How should I walk in my life's walk in the morning? I want to hear from them. But because people don't don't want to recognize the true God, the other one gets in the head, the front of the line. Many men and women today don't want to recognize that God really is in control of the universe. Because if I'm a created creature, there had to have been a creator. Especially with intelligent design in mind of the human body. This God, this universal creator has already set forth in his word what man should do to serve and worship him. And quite frankly, if you're not running after one, you're running after another. That's just the way this world is. If you're not bowing down to the true God of the universe, who Psalms 83:18, King James Version, says that people might know, that they might know that thou, whose name art Jehovah, art the Most High God over all the universe. It says it right there. The book of Psalms, you know, all the Psalms, David wrote some of them. 83:18 says that thou might know. His name is the one and only true God of the universe. His name is Jehovah. And this God, Jehovah, has set forth what man should do to serve and worship him. Okay? From the beginning of creation, the war between good and evil, there's been some issues. And we know God and Satan has dominated the world with a push and a pull for world domination. Where are we at in this picture? Did we ask to come here in anything like this? Well, I'm just the dust I made out of flesh. What can I do with these two power forces wrangling at it 24/7? What can I do? Well, don't hang up. Hear and digest what our next moves must be in this topical lesson. Satan 101. Have grandma close by the radio as well as she amens every word. She's going to do it. Want to survive amidst the satanic lies, and there's lots going on out there. You know, a lie doesn't just have to be felt or heard. Repercussions can also be felt today, from yesterday on into the future. But what is Satan doing in the earth right now? Listen and be delivered. Really delivered. You've been going around walking in hell. You've been going around talking hell. You've been going around seeing everybody else living in hell. Hungry, broke, sick, jobless, filled with aches and pains. I could go on. The human condition is nothing now that God planned thousands of years ago in the garden. Oh my God, look at us. Beauty goddess today, witch like creepy figure tomorrow or later on today. What you think about that? Let's look at some of the pictures of the young beautiful actors and actresses. Follow them 60 years later, 50 years later, you don't recognize them. Beauty goddess, even the fallen angels was clapping their hands. Follow them down the road of life. 50, 60 years, you don't recognize them. In fact, even the non-praying people at their sight would just drop their heads and utter a prayer at what they look like that way into the future. Who's responsible for that? We all know God did not create anything like that. He never would curse anybody like that. Beauty goddess today, hated, witch-like, ogress figure tomorrow. He would not do that. Look at man, standing tall, handsome. Pick up a building almost, you know, in the palm of their hand. Follow them down the road, hanging off of a cane, looking like something you wouldn't want in any neighborhood, day or night. What happened? What happened? Our first human pair left off from serving God in the way that he would approve. Bible says he created Adam and Eve, and the morning stars clapped their hands. Everything that God created, they approved and said was good. But because of jealousy and envy, here comes the one that had rebelled against God. He had already rebelled in his heart before he rebelled in the physical. Going around telling the woman. He didn't get to the man, see. He went to the woman. That's a clue to everything in this world that involves women. He didn't slither over to the man because he knew the man would have a completely different story than the woman. But he went to the woman and convinced her to disobey God, and then she convinced her husband at that time to disobey God, and so both of them kicked out of the garden. That's a true story. You can ask anyone over five in Japan and Australia, Iceland, the polar region, anything about a story like that, and that's, oh, yeah, I heard that. Yes, they heard it in their hearts, collective consciousness. But everybody knows that's the beginning and the end downfall of man, thrown out of the garden process. So anybody talking about how great they are and how grand they are and how much money they have and what position they have, they are walking around and cannot stop one person from dying. You better run to the other side of the street. You better run. Because the one called Jesus said he has all power in his hand. And he gave his life to undo what Adam and Eve did. But God mercifully allowed the human race to continue. Could have wiped them out. I might have wiped them out. I don't know. But because he's God in his infinite wisdom, knowing what they did, he could have said, you know what, I'm sick of you two fools. You aren't going to go another day. But God's promises are sure. The Bible says he turneth not. He changeth not. He promised in his heart of hearts, that the creation that he made was going to carry on as is. He sent his son, a helper, to cut down the sinful nature of what Adam and Eve did, and of course allowed his offspring, you and I, and everyone else living, to pass go. Isn't that something? So just don't get up thinking you all that and a bag of chips because you have a little money in the bank. No. There'll never be enough to redeem this world. As a matter of fact, everything that has not fallen is getting ready to fall. So all of those that have decided in some odd that, you know, I know what happened in the garden, Messiah. I know what God did. Yeah, God threw him out. I already see the effects of what's going on, but it's not affecting me. Anybody that has that kind of attitude, you're going to serve one or the other. The Bible shows and says that. But when people, and some have right now, rose up, they say, you know what, I'm not living ugly. I'm not living big and fat and husky. I'm not living poor, broke, and hungry. I'm not living in a hell praying not to see the next day. So because there's these two forces and duality in existence, we know Satan could not and cannot touch God. That's why the Bible says in Job, when he rose up at a meeting with the sons of men. When he rose up, read Job, the first, second, and third chapter, if you like. But it talks about a meeting in the book of Job, Holy Bible Job, where Satan entered in, and God asked Satan, where have you been? Why are you here? He says, well, I've come from roaming to and fro in the earth. He was in a meeting assembled for God's sons. So we do know Satan exists. You don't hear about it anymore in the churches because, you know, they're trying not to scare people. Well, they've already gotten scared of something because most of them are empty. They're tired of the lie and not being told the full truth, the whole truth to help them God. But we know Satan has come about because he made himself godlike. And since he could not compete with God, he could not take God's place, war broke out. He was thrown down to this earth. And at that point, from the reading of the book of Job, he showed his face, and he and God had a conversation. I'm not getting into the conversation because I want you to go and get your Bible and read that. But we're going to talk about how he has been able to exist and fool man. Number one, Satan is real. Number two, God created a beautiful human being that turned on God in jealousy. Going on down the list, we know that this same Satan, centuries later, tempted Jesus, led him all the way to high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth. Well, if he showed him then and told Jesus, I'm going to give you all the kingdoms of the earth if you bow down and do one bit of worship to me. Of course, Jesus declined and said, no, it is written by every word proceeding out of the mouth of God. He told him, he said, that is what he's going to do. He told Satan, no. He uttereth no. And Satan has not changed. Anytime he wants to set his eyes on any man or woman that he feels is spectacular or can be made, can sing like a mockingbird or can be made, can rule the nations or can be made, can put man under their feet and can be made, and disguise, there he is. He's doing the same thing today, and I'm not going into how that happens because some of you will be running out to practice witchcraft in the covetousness of the forest, so I'm not going there. I'm telling you just enough to know that Satan is doing the same thing today. Anybody begging and crying, willing to sell their soul and their mother's soul back to four generations and promising Satan up to four in the future, he's going to give them what they ask for. And what could a human being ask for? What does he know outside of God? You know, all he's going to ask for is fame and power. Give him some fame and some riches. What else can a fool ask for when they don't have God on the side? When they don't want nothing to do with that God, oh, I got to wait, oh, I got to, I get sick, I've got to pray. I'm hungry, don't have no food on the table, oh, I got to pray for something. Oh, my leg hurt, oh, I got to pray to God to take the pain away. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, I don't have that house. Oh, well, I pray it's going to be nothing, not going to get nothing. He ain't gave them nothing. Look at them being killed over there. Look at them being slaughtered over there. Look at them over there, long line for work over there. Look at them laying on the gurney, half dead. What is that? Rather than recognize God for who he is, and for the purpose he has in your life, I don't care if you're born today and die tomorrow, you had a purpose. If you live to be 35, you've had a purpose. If you live to be 75, you've had a purpose. Rather than ask God, what do I do? What should I do? Guide me, oh God. Don't you know he's going to show up in your life? He's going to show up. He wants you to ask. He wants you to go to him. But this one called Satan, I'm telling you, there's people out there laying down on the guillotine of Satan for riches, fame, and power. And if you got the opportunity to lead men and women away from God, I tell you what, there he is. And let me tell you something. God, Jehovah God, is no respect of person. If he wants you out there in a cat suit with all of your back rear hanging all out from side to side, let me tell you something. God has power. God has already told mankind what he wants us to do. But see, because people want what Satan have, they're rejecting what God has told them he has for them. And he's rejecting the commandment of the Son. And that's what Satan wants. Satan don't want you going forward proclaiming peace in the name of Jehovah God. Satan does not want you hanging around the churches talking truth. Someone told me recently all of them now belong to him. Said, don't even bother going, every one of them.
He's gotten into all of them.
I heard that. I don't know if it's true or not, but scale of 1 to 10, it's a high 9 in my life.
But we know that anybody that is wealthy and rich under the subjugation of other human beings and of turning people away from God, they have the mark of Satan on them. If I don't say anything else in this Satan 101, anybody leading mankind away from God is under satanic dominion. I don't care if you're leading them away from God by song and dance or by your corporate practices or by the food you're serving as people laden with poison. However means possible, that's Satan's motto. However, he told Jesus, he told God, he told the throne angels, I'm going to rule them or ruin them. And any time you've got to operate under opiates, dope, heroin, whiskey, popping pills, oh my God, any time you can exist unless you're under the dominion of a drug, Satan has your card, he has your number. And when he is finished with you, you are finished for real. I don't have to name high-profile stars. Once they are finished, they've done all they can do. They've gone all the far they can go, and they did not listen to Satan to continue their evilness. He lets them go in a most horrific way. Oh, they don't die in their sleep. Oh, please, come on. They're eaten up and ravaged by disease. They're eaten up and ravaged by guilt. Once you cross Satan, he kills you. Oh, well, I don't see Satan. Well, where is he at? His dominion is the mind of human. You think about killing, you're going to kill. You think about robbing, you're going to rob. You think about hating 24/7, you're going to hate. You think about murdering 2 times a week, you're going to murder 2 times a week. And our people that are rising day and laying back down at night, they know something's wrong. It doesn't take a genius to say that, you know, with all their wealth and riches, why are we acting like this? Can eat anything we want any time of the day or night. Why are we acting like this? We have beautiful cars and homes and friends that do if we don't. Why are we acting like this? Our nation, America, supposed to lead the globe. Why are we acting like this? America, rich in wealth and prosperity. You can wake up today and be rich later on today. Well, what's happening? Why are we acting like this? You know, there's a political war going on. I'm going to vote for this one. I'm going to vote for that one. I'm going to hate this one. I'm going to hit this one in the head. I'm going over here and eat with that one. Hey. None of them is the answer. Anytime you got a death clock built into your immune system and you can't stop that, then it means you can't stop the improprieties going on this planet. The Bible says none of them, not no one, doeth any good. So whoever you want to run after, cry after, vote for, don't vote for, that is nothing. The wheels are moving slowly. God has already told mankind that a day of reckoning is going to come. I can just imagine them laughing. All of heaven laughing at the foolishness they see. Over here, mass murder. Over here, mass killing. Over here, mass chaos. And the majority of ones that Satan uses when they're not on the silver screen is begging and hungry. Probably don't have a dime to get away from whatever protest site they're on. Just look. Just size them up. You can tell. Running hungry and broke, begging the government for a check once a month. Come on. Who's listening to that? But it just goes to show that Satan will use anyone. You know this is not what God had planned for us. Created us, made us beautiful, lovely. Star said everything is great. Then here we are. Everything at our disposal. You know, when some have an exorbitant amount of wealth and others are living in shantytown, you know something's going on. Satan don't care about them. He cares about showcasing those that can do the most damage, that can draw the most evil, that can draw the most people, just of inexcusable evil. Satan is alive. And you know what? If we do not come to a point of recognizing that God is, He is our Creator, and He's our Father, and He's given us a set of rules and laws to live by, Satan is going to forever dominate. We haven't seen anything yet. Those running around pretending that they're dispensing the word of God. God says He's going to first start at His house. He's given the religious community a charge. And I'm a part of it, and I can say we have failed. You know why we failed? Because Satan has come around with the big cars, the big homes, church membership, and not a one can do nothing to stop what is going on. Oh, yes, you can, you know, push this bill through. You can make that phone call. You can go sit over there in that mansion and eat. But let me tell you something. It won't go for long because Satan is not going to let it happen. If you are not a 100% follower of Satan, to him you're an enemy. So you better get ready to lose everything you have. Have everything you have taken from you. Have everything you have stolen from you. Have everything you have that's not laid up in heaven snatched away. Because God said He's coming through with His wrecking crew. Those four horses of the apocalypse have been on the ride. Everywhere you look on earth, it's a mess. It's a mess. Satan 101, here it is. Serve the true God while He may be found. Seek Him while He may be found. Look Him up, dial His number. The line is never busy. Because the fight is still waging, good against bad, evil against righteousness. The war is still raging on, and you need it. You need it to straighten up and ask God to help you get your life together. You're needed out here to help battle the forces. Some of us have been on the battlefield all of our lives. It's time for us to step up for one drop of water and then get back out there. You are needed. You know something is wrong. You might not be able to put your finger on it. You know something has got to be wrong. Some wicked, evil force. Something is wrong. That every day you wake up is something horrible that has happened, more worse than yesterday. Satan 101 in a nutshell. He lives and he wants his worship. That's it. I don't have to say any more. Tune in next week to hear more and a follow-up on Satan and suicide. See you next week. Have a great weekend. Dr. Cappuccino says bye-bye. God bless you.